Welcome back to the Finnsiders. It's a Wednesday, and the Dolphins are well into preparations for Sunday's game up in Buffalo against the Bills. We're going to preview that one and look back at the recent success this team has had with center Mike Pouncey, who joins us in studio. Appreciate it, Mike. Let's start with the big question, and maybe it's not the easiest one to answer, but why is this team playing so well right now? The last 3 weeks have been about as good as it's gone for the Dolphins in the last couple years, it seems.
Well, I think everyone's bought in at this point. You know, it's week 14, and sad to say, this is my third year in the NFL, and this is the first time in my career in week 14 we've had something to fight for. And that speaks for a lot of guys on our football team. And they can see the playoffs right now, so they know how important each game is. And we just can't wait. We just can't wait to get out on Sunday and showcase ourselves. We have the same mindset each week, and that's go 1-0 after each week.
I was going
to
ask you, I mean, is this as much fun as you've had in your NFL career?
It's a lot of fun. You know, it's week 14. You're usually tired at the end of the year, but when you have something to fight for, you kind of get that second life, and I think a lot of guys have hit that moment right now.
Give us an idea to the listeners out there of how different the locker room is when you're losing four straight games as opposed to winning three straight games. You know, I remember being back in the locker room, jokes, you can't joke when you're losing. But when you're winning, you get back to having fun. Everyone becomes a little bit closer. Share a little bit of that with
you. Well, when you're winning, you know, everything's better. The food tastes a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Practice is a little bit easier. And so I think the guys, and once you get into a rhythm of winning, it kind of becomes contagious. And the guys like that feeling right now. And now that we have something to fight for, I think guys are, you know, coming into work right now with a smile on their face, ready to get better each and every day. And that's part of the reason why we won these three games.
Mindset, you guys went up to Pittsburgh, cold out there, snowy out there. So this week, if no matter what the weather is like, you guys are ready for it because you already have something that you can actually refer back to, yes?
No question. Pittsburgh was just, just getting us warmed up for how cold it's going to be in Buffalo. When it snows, it's not as cold, and so we're hoping that it snows in Buffalo.
You know, this is not a question, but in the Pittsburgh game, watching on television, I love this because you would have no idea, but the microphones were so loud, you could hear your communication on the offensive line throughout the game. And, I mean, it was quiet in the stands because they didn't have much to cheer about early on. But you just heard your communication with your line mates, with the quarterback. Give us an idea of how much you have to do at the line of scrimmage on any given play.
Well, my job description when I come up to the line of scrimmage, first of all, is the ID. Identify if it's three down, four down, or five down to let the guys know. And then what we do from there is we point out the guy that we're going to be working to. And once I point out the guy we're going to be working to, it kind of sets up the rest of the offense, and each guy knows they're working from somebody else on from the point. And so we built that chemistry in this offensive line room right now, and whether it's losing two starters or two backups coming in and playing as well as they are right now, I mean, you can't break this bond we have.
Nice. When Troy started with the communication, I thought you were maybe going back to go and go, go. And sick of that conversation.
I didn't even get into it.
I'm glad we're leaving that off to the side. You just mentioned some of the other guys stepping in, Mike Pouncey. Talk to me about Sam Brenner. I mean, this guy, you know, undrafted rookie. Next to McKinney, he looks like an elementary school kid almost. You know, the difference in size right there. He's coming in, tough spot, as you just sort of alluded to, and he seems to be playing some great football.
Well, I've loved that kid since day one. Since the offseason started, I could tell the way he'd worked that he was going to come along and be a good football player. And, you know, he was a practice squad guy that got brought up out of nowhere under the circumstances that he was in and came in and been playing unbelievably for us all year for the finish out this year for us. And, you know, I think he couldn't have done it without our offensive line coach, Jimmy Turner. The way he coaches that guy in practice, he's very hard on him because he knows that one play, your number could be called, and obviously his number was called, and he's been playing very well.
Obviously, so much shuffling on the offensive line this year. How tough was it for you to miss, you know, the two games that you had to miss?
It was very tough, man. That's the first time in my life that I've ever missed a football game since I started playing. I was six, and you know, I told myself when I was sitting home, I ain't retiring no time soon.
It sucks sitting down watching, does it?
It's terrible, man. I mean, you enjoy it, though, because you know, I got to sit back and get the fan aspect of the game. But I really wanted to be out there with my guys. And I think the training staff did a really good job limiting me and controlling the way I went about myself. And it's part of the reason I came back so fast.
You talked about playing meaningful games first time in your career here with the Miami Dolphins. Give us a sense of how it is in the huddle late in games now. And you could go back to the last week game, you know, the final drive that you guys have. What's the atmosphere in that huddle now as opposed to maybe 3 years ago when you guys weren't winning as much?
It's so much difference, man. We're down by 4 points in a game with 2 minutes left. You can just tell the confidence that guys have in that huddle. And as some of you didn't see it the first 2 years I were here. Some we've worked on a lot in the offseason and practice and training camp to try and build our confidence to where if we're down in football games and we got to go out there and make plays, the guy's going to step up. And you could tell when you look in those guys' eyes at the end of the game, they're going to make those plays.
Mike Pouncey is here, second go-round against the Buffalo Bills. One of the better defensive lines I think the Dolphins are going to see all season. You got one look at them. What did you kind of take away from that experience that you're going to try and apply on Sunday?
A really good football team on defense. You know, they're leading the leagues in sacks, so we got to go out. We got to play our complete football game on offense. We got to, as an offensive line, play our best of the year. Those guys are really big, really strong, and so we got to go out and just play our best game. But we've played these guys before. We know what to expect from them, and so we're going to come up with a good game plan, and we're going to go out and play our best game.
And you and Darius, right? You saw each other in college once or twice?
Yeah, he went to Alabama, you know. I'm at Florida. We played an SEC championship game. They beat us, unfortunately. But it's a good matchup, man. I like him, man. I think he's a heck of a football player, one of the best in the NFL. Every time I get a go against him, I feel like I get better as a football player. And so I appreciate the matchup.
Yeah, it's one of those fun in-the-trenches matchups that maybe, you know, you watch it on TV, you don't necessarily notice, but you should keep an eye out for. You got anything else?
I just had one question. Yeah. How well did you know Michael Thomas before his game-changing play in the game last week?
Well, the funny thing about it was that I met him one time. It was just out. He was out hanging out with John Martin on the beach, and I got a chance to meet him then. And then before the game, because I met him that one time in the offseason, I asked him, I was like, are you up today? Are you active? And he was like, yeah, this is the first time in my career I'm active. And I looked at that kid and I said, man, you're just going to be the best game of your life.
Awesome.
And he went out and he had the best game of his life. Unbelievable.
Good stuff. Good to, you know, it's like the second story like that I've heard this year. I think in the Atlanta game with the fumble, Grimes, right, didn't he tell him he was going to cause a fumble? Right there, Don Jones, he told him he was going to cause the fumble. Pouncey told Mike Thomas he was going to have the game of his life. We need to come up with something like this for the last couple weeks of the regular season. Yeah, keep these predictions coming. They're going well. Mike, always good to catch up with you, man. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, guys.
And have a good rest of your week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.